Welcome everybody to the Script Doctor Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Casey, and we're your hosts.
And we're here because we love movies and TV shows, and frequently they are very disappointing.
So we created this podcast to discuss and try to fix them. Now I know what you're thinking. Are they real doctors?
No, we're not.
In fact, David and I have bachelor's degrees in business, and boy has that got us so far.
And you may be wondering if we're in the entertainment industry.
No, we are just two friends that are passionate about movies and TV shows and talk about how they could be better. Hi, David.
Hello, Casey.
How's it going?
Okay.
Why is it just okay?
Because I had the misfortune and I made the terrible decision of watching a movie called He's All That on Netflix.
With a dreamy boy and a TikTok star?
Yeah, that one.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today.
I made such a mistake.
It's He's All That, episode 19. Yeah, so I watched this movie first because I know Addison Rae, like the main chick, like from TikTok. And I was like, okay, either she's going to be really bad or maybe she'll be like all right as an actor. Because I believe this was like her first acting gig.
She's secretly talented.
Yeah. And then I started watching it and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I wanted to finish it though. And I did, and I was like, David, you need to watch this film so we can do this, please.
Yeah, I'd seen the title of the movie just browsing casually on Netflix. And I was like, oh, this must be a bit of like a retelling of She's All That from the 90s, starring Freddie Prinze Jr.
And Rachel Cook, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, she was in this film as the mom of Addison Rae.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, she looks familiar. And then I was thought about it. I was like, oh my gosh, she's the ex-wife of Daniel Gillies from the originals. That's how I know her.
Oh my God. She found work. So for context, this is the reboot of that, one of those many 90s.
I'm assuming this is a sequel. Like, I guess, like...
No.
It's
no,
not.
No, because otherwise... Do you really want this to be a sequel to that movie?
I haven't seen that movie, though.
Well, because, like, yes, but, like, it ends with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel...
Getting together?
Yes.
Maybe he died.
No, because, like, they said, Addison Rae says specifically that they're divorced.
Oh.
So...
Maybe he couldn't get on the film. Or maybe he didn't want to. So then they're like, oh, dad's gone.
I think it's happier to think of this as, like, its own separate thing. A retelling of the whole thing.
I wonder, I don't think they ever said her
name. I mean, I guess it's totally cool if you wanted it to be a divorce story, I guess.
Okay, so her name was Anna Sawyer. So I'm assuming that the father's last name was Sawyer. So was that his last name and He's All That?
I don't remember.
All right, we just looked and confirmed that this is like a completely different movie in the sense it was not like a sequel from He's All That.
I would prefer it that way anyway.
Like a different character.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was whatever. It was exactly, I feel like, what you think it would be having Addison Rae as the main role. Because her acting, honestly, I mean, I thought she acted as herself, like her actual self. And the acting was like, meh.
And it wasn't very good either.
No.
So Addison Rae acting like herself was still pretty bad.
And the fact that she threw in some TikTok dances and moves in there. And I was like, okay. And then Kourtney Kardashian was in the film.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, yeah. So let's just go ahead and jump in. Why not?
Do we have to? Because, like, yeah.
I'm sorry for having you watch this, but, I mean, it popped up and I was like, all right, let me just try it out.
This was, like, I'm trying to think of anything else to talk about before we actually talk about it, other than to say, like, yeah, this movie was so easy to make. And they really screwed this up. When you think low-budget Netflix movies, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
I mean, they had, like, a few people that you obviously know. Obviously, they brought Rachel Cook back for this film. Addison Rae, she's a TikTok star, but this is, like, her first acting gig. There was also Madison Pettis. I don't know if you remember her. She was
I don't know who that is.
She was in Disney Channel. She was in a lot of films when she was younger.
I didn't watch the Disney Channel.
Anyway... Oh my gosh, what kind of childhood did you have? I keep forgetting that David and I have like a bit of a pretty big age difference. And he's like,
yes.
I didn't watch Hannah Montana. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm 49.
Yeah. So he was deprived. I don't know what he watched when he was younger, but I watched like
Gargoyles,
Disney.
Batman, Spider-Man.
Disney Channel. Nickelodeon.
I watched Ninja Turtles.
ABC Family.
My brother liked Transformers, so I caught the very tail end of that, even though I don't really remember it that much. So
Hannah Montana, SpongeBob, Avatar, Wizards of Waverly Place.
There was, oh, Power Rangers. Oh my god, Power Rangers was amazing. Pokemon. Oh my god, oh, Pokemon. Yeah.
I did watch the original Pokemon.
Yes.
After that, I like the one with like Ash Ketchum.
Remember the Pokemon rep?
I think so. I've heard it. I heard it, yeah. So, okay. We had something.
We overlapped on some places, but clearly there's like...
You know they have it on Netflix, right? Or at least they used to have it.
Yeah, they did. I remember. But we're stalling, trying to avoid talking about this piece of crap movie. It's fine. I get it.
Okay. So, first off, her name, I thought it was Pageant for the first half of the movie. I was like, who in the world would name their child Pageant? But I found out it's Paget.
Yes.
Paget Sawyer, a.k.a. Addison Rae, a.k.a. TikTok star.
Henceforth, we're just going to call her Addison Rae, I think.
Yeah. So, basically, she's an influencer, like, in her real life.
Surprise.
On Instagram or TikTok. Like, they definitely brought both of those in there. And she's like, you know, I just woke up, look at my face, let me get ready, blah, blah, blah. She's in a robe, and then she turns camera off, and then she pulls off her dress. Like, she's already ready, perfect. Yeah.
Of course.
And then she has like a nice room, so it seems like, you know, she probably has money, whatever. And then she leaves her room and she's in a relatively small house.
Very middle class.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of like putting up a front, like you think like a lot of people do. Like they're like, oh my gosh, I look like I have this much money. But in reality, she does get money from her sponsors, but she still lives in this middle class home.
Yeah.
So she's... pretends to live in some fancy apartment when her friends come to pick her up.
Yes, her friends come to pick her up in an expensive car, and she pretends that, oh, she lives in these, like, very expensive...
apartments.
High-end apartments or whatever. Yeah.
So she, like, runs there from her home.
Yeah.
And she has, like, these baked goods for her YouTube music star boyfriend that she was going to visit him at set. And then...
she looks like another TikTok star.
He might be, but I don't know him.
It doesn't really matter. Either way, he's another influencer.
So they arrive, and of course, like any TikTok person, let's go live. The second someone says, let's go live, it's like something's going to go wrong.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, let's go live. She's like, I'm bringing these baked goods, whatever, to my boyfriend. She walks in there, and then he was like...
in bed with somebody else.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God. And then they're still filming.
Yeah.
And she starts throwing these, I forgot what she called them, but these little baked goods at him. Yeah. And then
she's freaking out.
Yeah. And he's like blocking
rightfully so, but yeah.
Yeah. He's like blocking them with the woman. And so she keeps throwing them, whatever. And her friend's still filming. And then at the end, like when she's like done, and they're like, stop it, Paget. And he's like, look. And the friend was still holding it. I was like, still alive. And then, she turned it off, whatever. She went viral in the bad way. And her sponsor called her, and she was just like, you are going viral in a bad way. And she was just like, basically, we're going to pull the plug.
Oh, who's our sponsor played by?
Kourtney Kardashian, of course. When I saw that's what pulled me. When I saw it, and I saw Kourtney Kardashian in there, I was like, what? I have to watch this.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to see what she did. I knew she'd be small, but like...
I like recognized her as one of the Kardashians, but I was like, this is a Kardashian. I just don't know which one.
She's the favorite Kardashian. Like, she's the most, I feel like, real one. You know what I mean? Physically and emotionally.
Really?
I think so.
If you say so.
I mean, they all probably have had work done. Like, some of them for sure. But like, for her, I feel like she's the most realist in her attitude and in like her body and everything.
Yes, the Kardashians are known for being... genuine, honest, cool people.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yes, that's what they're going for.
Keep up. Anyways, going off track.
So from here, it kind of becomes obvious that, oh, she's in a bit of a crisis. She needs the sponsor because she needs money for college. And so she consults her think tank for advice, aka her friends. And she's like, oh my God, what do I do? And one of her friends, just for some reason, I don't totally get why, kind of suggests like, hey, why don't you do that bet we talked about? And they're like, oh, what are you talking about, friend, BFF? And she's like, oh, that bet where, like, you're going to take some loser guy and make him like, hot or whatever.
Well, no, that they always had, like, some sort of bet. They're like, okay, you want to finally do this? And it's like, they're basically whoever loses is, like, the loser for life. It wasn't necessarily that bet from the get-go. But she was just like, you can make over. She was like, oh, like, I'm really good at making over. Like, if I do this, yes, I'll get my sponsor back.
That's true.
And then the friend was just like, okay, well, if we're going to do this for real, then we're going to choose them because we don't want you to win easily. So they start looking around, whatever, and they find this guy named Cameron.
Who's Quiller.
Yeah, and he's, like, not popular. He's honestly not ugly.
He just
has a certain type of vibe going on, you know?
He's not even a social misfit, really. He's just kind of...
He has his own little crew, just him and his friends.
Well, he's overly independent, if he has any, like, flaw about him. Like, he has one friend, and then he just kind of ignores everybody else at school. Which, to the extent of, like, that makes a person independent, sure, that's fine, actually. He has a friend. He's not friendless. He's not a jerk. He's not cruel. He just
hates the popular guys.
He really does.
Yeah.
He's really just, like, he's not into, like, the popular things. And that way, he's a bit of a hipster mixed in with a bit of punk by being all just like, oh, man, it all sucks. Bring it all down. Burn it all down. Ugh. So, fair enough, I guess. But, like, the main point is that he's not uncool, specifically. He's not ugly, even.
He just has kind of long hair and wears a beanie.
Yeah, that's his look, though. That's just his look. He just looks like a...
That's his vibe.
He just looks like a boarder, basically.
So, yeah. So they... Yeah, this is exactly what he looks like. And their friends choose him.
Yes.
So then she tries to befriend him. He also has a little sister who's like a grade or two under him. I'm assuming she's more popular than him.
Yes.
And she doesn't want anything to do with him whenever they get to school.
Right.
But then Addison Rae is just like trying to talk to him. And she was just like, oh my God. He's like, oh my gosh, she's talking to you. And then he's not like, oh my God, Addison Rae's talking to me. He was just like, what do you want?
Yeah, basically.
Never spoken to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, oh, you should do this, blah, 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 whatever. And he just walks away.
Yeah. And then she, like, invites him to a party. And then he goes for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
That was a bit confusing, because you would think that this social outcast kind of guy would have been like, she invited me to a party, whatever, deuces, I don't care. Bye. She wants something. But nope.
I mean, it was obviously suspicious in the first place.
But then he goes.
Mm-hmm.
That
popular girl asks you to go to a party. I don't know. Curious.
That's the point, though.
Oh, but his friend was with him whenever she asked. And she was just like, yeah, let's go. He's going.
Kinda. I don't remember this part.
I believe it was that party. Because she asked him. Yeah, she asked him in front of him and his friend. And she was like, oh my God, yeah, for sure.
Either way, though, I think they should have made Addison Rae work a little harder to get this guy's attention.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of works
the first try. She should have done, like, some research in this. Like, I know, like, she asked the sister, and the sister was like, oh, he likes horses and stuff, and then she starts to go ride horses. I feel like she shouldn't have been, like, that obvious right off the bat.
Yeah.
She should have, like, found out what he likes and, like, low-key work her way in there, and then he would start to notice.
Yeah, make this a puzzle for our protagonist.
Not just, like, obvious that she's going to where he works.
Yeah.
And teach me a writing lesson. So funny. And then she falls off and falls in the horse poop. And then it's like,
And they share like a really like, oh, we're laughing together. Isn't this romantic? And it's like, oh, come on, you guys. Like, this is too quick.
Mm-hmm.
You get to earn these moments.
Yeah. So, yeah, he does go to the party. Yeah, they're doing karaoke. He hears her friends and they sound awful. And he's just like, no, these people suck. And then Addison Rae goes up, and then she starts singing. He was just, like, vibing with it, and he's just, like, can't take his eyes off of her, and his friend is just like, are you enjoying this? And he was just like, she's good, blah, blah.
This is so lame.
Starts doing her dances, blah, 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 and then her ex shows up with the girl that he cheated on her with.
It throws off her rhythm. She starts singing poorly.
Yeah, and then he starts to realize, and then Cameron jumps up there and starts singing with her, and then she gets back in the groove, so then they have, like, the singing together, High School Musical moment.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's very cute or whatever, and then, like, they go viral because people recorded them.
Mm-hmm. Go live.
everything happens so easily in this movie. Like, she gets popular again, kind of.
I don't think she ever lost her popularity, per se.
She never lost her popularity, but, like, she automatically just kind of, like, gets more followers from this one little, like, video. And a big part of this whole, like, ugly duckling to beautiful swan arc is supposed to be the fact that, like, she should be losing popularity based on the fact that she's hanging out with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And she never endures any
she's just that popular. She's an influencer.
Oh my
she
god.
She influences, okay?
Yes, this movie doesn't understand the whole point of she's all that.
Yeah, so they start hanging together, whatever, and then
they get along surprisingly well or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go places.
Not a ton happens, actually.
Yeah, there's just kind of like, yeah, there really not much happens in between this coming up to her friend's party.
Yeah, the next big thing is, like, this big party, and they're like, oh my gosh, Cameron, you have to, like, get dressed up, and I'm gonna do you a makeover, and he's like, okay, I'll dress you, whatever.
And then he wanted to invite his friend and his sister to the party, so
and,
they...
Well, when they're getting ready, they go ahead and give him a makeover,
mm-hmm.
and, like, she cuts his hair, and, like, gives him nice clothes, and that's basically the extent of the transformation.
Yeah, all she did was cut his hair and comb it back. Yeah. He obviously didn't get any makeup, it's not like a girl.
Yeah.
He got new clothes for the thing, and, like, he looked better, for sure,
and, like,
but it wasn't, like, some huge, like, he had pimples and glasses and looked kind of weird, and then you fixed all that, and now he looks like a model, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he walks out, and they try to, like, imitate this one scene from She's All That, where they gave her the makeover, and they gave her a red dress, and, like, they take her glasses, and they gave her contacts, I think, I forget what exactly,
mm-hmm.
but she starts walking down the stairs, and, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. sees her, and, like, all of a sudden it starts going slow-mo, and then, like, the music starts going up, and, like, she's slowly going down the stairs, and it's, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, oh my god, she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, it's because he can't stop staring. And they try to redo that scene here. Not quite with the stairs, but just, like, he walks out.
Didn't he walk in the kitchen?
No. He walked in the kitchen. Yeah, they walked in the kitchen, and, like, it wasn't even slow-mo, and then, like, they... Of course, it's Addison Rae, so she's not exactly a good actress. And so she's like, oh, yeah, he looks good. And, like, not like slack-jawed, because that's, like, the whole point of that scene is that, like, oh my gosh, our person who's, like, trying to make over this character, this ugly duckling, is, like, slack-jawed and, like, stunned by how good-looking their subject is.
Mm-hmm.
And no, like, she doesn't, that doesn't work.
Well, he looks a little better now, for sure.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah, and then
this kid can model already.
They go to her friend Padgett's party,
mm-hmm.
and basically they go, they're having fun, whatever, and then Addison Rae's ex tries to, like, get back with her in a sense, or...
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and she's just like, ew, no, and then he sees Cameron's little sister, and then he's just like...
Makes a move.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, okay, and then they're in the back enjoying the party, whatever, and then her friend they're singing happy birthday, and then his little sister runs out, and she was just like, oh my god, he tried to, like, we were making out, but then he tried to do more, and I was like, no, 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 and he was just like, oh my god, you touched my little sister, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Then they get into a fist fight.
But previously in the movie, it showed, like, little montage of when he got, like, beat up, like, for sure, a whole bunch of times by him and the popular crowd. And now it seems like he's learned some martial arts or something, or self-defense.
That's just so confusing.
So then he's just like, come at me, bro. Also, this guy, Cameron, is a photographer, and, like, he said that his mom gave him the camera, blah, blah, blah. This scene, he's about to do this fight. I don't know why he didn't just give it to Addison. He put it down right beside the pool. I was like, it's gonna go in the water. I know it is, one way or another.
Yeah.
And every time, like, they got, like, flung around, I was like, it's happening. And I was like, no. And then blah, blah, blah. And then whatever they got in the fight, basically the ex, Jordan, I think. Yeah, Jordan's his name. But he loses, essentially.
He gets knocked around. Mm-hmm. Like, this Cameron kid is way too cool. Like, he's good looking already, he's generally charming, and he's not, like, socially awkward. He doesn't really have to, like, change the way he carries himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just changes his clothes, and he's, like, a really cool guy now, I guess. And then he, like, fights a dude who's, like, twice the size of him, actually, just about. And he wrecks him. Just, like, throws him around and, like, dodges all his punches.
I wouldn't say Jordan's twice the size of him.
But he's bigger is the point what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, maybe taller. But bigger, but not by much. But I get what you're saying.
Yes.
But what I got from that was that he had gotten beat up before by this guy and his friends, and now he's able to beat him up.
But this misses the point, because this kid, our subject, our ugly duckling, isn't that ugly. Mm-hmm. He's not that incapable. He has no internal struggles that he has to, like, overcome. Part of, like, I think this whole arc, the way that it needs to happen is that, like, Addison Rae needed to be, like, coaching him a bit, being like, oh, my dude, you're, like, kind of lame. Let me help you be cool. So, like, don't have a ton of friends, or you only have one or two friends. Let me help you get more friends. Here, do this so you can actually, like, engage in things like this. So you can, like, be at a party and not feel weird. That would have been something interesting for them to kind of, like, deal with. A little internal struggle for, like, him to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they don't. This guy is just awesome. Like, there's just nothing wrong with him, really.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Like, why is this movie even a thing?
Addison Rae, TikTok.
Basically, yes.
But yeah, back to the camera thing. Jordan loses, and then he gets mad, and he takes Cameron's camera and throws it in the pool. And I was like, I knew that would happen. And then he leaves, whatever.
He's angry.
Yeah. And then...
I don't know why he's angry at Addison Rae, though.
Because she invited him? I don't know.
That's the point. That's the problem. Like, it's supposed to... This is supposed to create,
she,
like,
brought him into this life. All I thought when the one in the pool was, like, put it in rice, bro. Put it in rice.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work, but you can try.
Yeah, exactly.
And then after this, like, they have this car wash, and he ends up asking, I don't know if I'm skipping anything, but I really can't remember in between this.
I don't think it really
but,
matters.
But, yeah. So, he asked her to prom.
Yes.
At the car wash, and she was like, oh my god, blah, blah, blah. And then her friend that she made the bet with comes up, and she's just like, are you going to tell him the truth?
Yes, and reveals, like, the secret that, like, oh my gosh, he's actually the subject of a bet.
Yeah, like, the only reason she was with him is blah, blah, blah. Because of the bet, and that, of course, like, he's gonna think, like, she doesn't actually care about me. This is all a bet. I was a part of a game.
Yeah, because Cameron and Addison Rae, like, in between the party and this moment, like, they start connecting more. They kiss or whatever. So it's like, oh my gosh, it's so romantic or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So she actually does fall for him.
Yeah.
And she had been meaning to tell him, but of course couldn't get it out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so her friend tells the truth, and then
he's upset.
Yeah, he's upset. His sister goes off, too, and, like, Addison's upset, and then, of course, essentially, like, she loses the bet, supposedly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, come to prom night. Oh, before this, though, at the end of that Great Gatsby party, her friend got with Jordan, her ex. At school, after the car wash... Her friend, Madison Pettis' character, comes up to her. She was like, you're running unopposed as prom queen, but now I'm running. And then she was like, oh my god, you've been planning this the whole time. She's like, you were the one...
scheming on me.
Yeah, you were the one who kept going live whenever I was fighting with Jordan when he cheated on me. And you were the one who exposed me to Cameron, and you're doing all these things, and you were planning this all along. She was like, And she's like, we know you're poor, too. And
this is such a lame villain.
Yeah. And she just walks away. And their other friend was just like, I promise I had no idea that she was doing this. And blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm sorry. Skip to prom night. Addison shows up. And apparently her ex-friend, she creates a rival dance group against Addison.
Oh, right. Oh, that.
Because we got to do the TikTok scene. Dances. We got to do it. We got to do it, David.
Hashtag sponsored.
Yeah. So... they do the dance. I don't know who won.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah. And of course they had, I don't know his real name, but Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
The guy who plays Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
He played the principal, and he was really funny. He basically hated the children.
He played a role in the original She's All That, if I remember correctly. I forget what he did. I think he was the douchey guy who made the bet with Freddie Prinze Jr., I think. But he was the douchey guy in that one. But yeah, there are lots of references in this scene to the actual original movie.
Oh, I'm sure.
Rachel A. Cook was in there, and like that song, like, Kiss Me Under the Bearded Barley, her mom is there. And it's like, oh my gosh, I like this song. And that song was in the movie.
Okay. See, I haven't seen the film. I don't think David has either, but
not all of it, no.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what's pulling in. All I know is that she was in the last film.
Yeah, so very sneaky references to like the original movie in this.
Yeah.
And
so they do the voting for prom queen and Addison wins and her ex wins the prom king and she goes up there and she basically is just like exposing herself and is just like, you know, I don't live at this place or I don't, you know, this is what I might seem like, but this is what I'm really like. I'm this and I'm that, I'm whatever. And she's,
it's supposed to be heartfelt, but it's not really effective.
And she's still her, you know?
Yeah, she's still Addison Rae. She still looks beautiful. And
she went live. And all this. She went live, of course.
Oh, my God.
And so everybody could see. And then she was, like, leaving prom and thought he would show up. Oh, she told the little sister to have him show up.
Yes, and the little sister.
The
little sister finds Cameron at the stables or whatever, working on the horses, and we've said a few times about, like, oh my gosh, an actor can elevate a scene in a script through performance. We've talked a lot about how, like, mostly with the movies we talk about, the actors are giving an effort, but, like, they're just not quite able to elevate, like, the scenes, even though they're clearly giving an effort. Mm-hmm. Like,
true emotions.
Yeah, and, like, in this scene, however, the little sister talks to her brother, Cameron, and it's just like, listen, you need to go to prom, and he's like, no way, I'm not gonna do it. And then she, like, tearfully explains about how, like, Cameron, oh my gosh, ever since mom died, I don't feel like you've been yourself, but ever since you started hanging out with Addison Rae, like, you've been
happy again.
You've been happy and more like yourself, like the brother I remember before mom died. And then she's like, this actress, like, the little sister is, like, tearing up, and, like, the tears are actually falling out of her eyes while she's speaking. And I'm like, oh my God, girl, yes. It made me feel something. I was like, oh my God. Like,
my exact thoughts.
Like, that was it.
Yeah.
That is how you elevate a scene. It's poorly constructed, for sure. But in that moment, at least, wow. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. She was so good in that scene. I really hope she finds more work. She's gonna find more work if she's anything like this.
That was probably one of my favorite scenes as far as acting goes. And I was waiting for David to watch it, and then he texted me when he saw the scene. I was like, oh my God, my exact thoughts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Addison's like, I'm gonna leave prom. And she's like walking out, and then
there's Cameron on a horse.
Yeah, he rides in on a horse. And then he was just like, I liked your speech or whatever. And she was like, you saw it. And then my thought was just like, bro, you were watching in the gym her speech, and then you walked back to your halls to get your horse to ride back to look majestic. And I was like, no.
Yes. That's exactly what he did.
But yeah, so basically he forgave her, whatever, they ended up together.
And then they say, like, sometime later, her TikTok is effectively now more of like a travel blog, because she's just kind of traveling around with him. And they say, like, oh, they're in Portugal or whatever, and like, thank you guys for following me and all that sort of stuff with the new direction of the channel, or whatever. It's like, oh, whatever, and the movie's over.
That's it.
Ugh, God.
Yeah.
This movie just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean, it is one of those, I mean, not the fact that it's a Netflix film. Like, there are some really good ones and, of course, good series. But these are, like David said, like the lower end, lower budget. You kind of got what you expected.
Kind of. But here's the thing. Like I said earlier, this is one of the easiest kinds of movies to make. A teenage, like, romantic drama or romantic kind of movie with a very clear template. There's an ugly duckling. And it's a very, you know, the popular kid, and the popular kid has to give them an ugly duckling a makeover, and, like, we have some kind of tension in, like, making that happen, and then they bond over their little, like, interactions, and then they kind of separate because, you know, she kind of finds out the truth, or he or she kind of finds out the truth, and then they come together at the end because love is more powerful than that stupid bet or whatever. Like, this is a really easy movie to make, and they still screwed it up. Whoever made this movie needs to stop and rethink what they're doing. Because if they screwed this up, then, like, this is the easy assignment. This is the one-page book report of, like, a 100-page book. This is not hard. And yet they still screwed this up.
It's okay, David.
No, it's not. That's the point.
It's done. They won't make another one, I'm sure.
God, no. I hope not. Oh, my gosh. What if they do that? What if they do, like, a He's All That Too? Oh, my gosh. That's the sequel. The sequel to He's All That Too, where Addison Rae is trying to make her boyfriend Cameron into a TikTok star himself. Mm. Boom. And like, boom. No, no, no. It's too late. They're making it, Casey. We just gave Netflix the idea.
No.
We expect royalties. Give us 10%. You can make the movie.
Anywho. Let's talk about what we would fix. I understand, like, they're bringing in the... They're really bringing in today's moment where TikTok star, Instagram, like, influencer. That's such a popular thing right now. So I get that they're bringing that into a movie. Okay, I'll give it to them. But it just... We needed a... I don't know if... not uglier guy, but...
We do need an uglier guy.
And not as pretty guy, but that can look pretty with, you know, the right outfit, the right hairstyle, the right, you know.
What you do is you take a person, you can take Cameron, but just like add more features. It's kind of stereotypical, but go ahead, give him glasses. Go ahead and like, I don't know, give him braces and be like, oh, I'm kind of like a week out from getting my braces removed or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, I have to wear a retainer. And then they can get Invisaligns for him. And that's, like, part of the thing, too, is that, like, give him a retainer, like, a big, like, the headgear. Give him the headgear retainer and give him, like, glasses. And then
a bad hairstyle.
Yeah, something like that. Boom. Done. Make our guy pretty ugly. So that way the makeover actually means something. And then make him a bit socially awkward. So, like, it's not just that he's, like, very independent as, like, a person. Make it so that he's actually... He is a bit independent, but it's partly because, like, he's not great at making friends, say. And then that way, that can be, like, something, like, they can even talk about it. Even bond over, where he's like, oh, man, I just don't feel, you know, comfortable because I don't feel comfortable with myself or whatever. And then she can be like, nah, man, you're pretty okay. You can do it, man. Like, encourage him. And then that way, they can, like, bond over that.
I did like the fact that he wasn't, like, mesmerized by her when she came up to him. Like, he was
that,
just...
There should have been more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like that he was just, like... He started walking away, and she's like, hold on, I wasn't finished. He's like, oh, I thought you were done talking. And he was just, like, not about it. You know what I mean? He wasn't, like, dripping with drool. He wasn't, like, oh, my God, it's Addison Rae.
Yeah, our protagonist, Addison Rae, didn't have to work very hard for almost anything in this film. Our character just kind of, like, talked to this guy, and he's on board almost immediately, thanks to his friend or whatever. And then he's on board pretty quickly after that. There was just not a lot standing in their way. And they really should have had her, like, working a little harder to kind of be like, oh, man, what do I do with this guy? This is really hard. How do I make this guy, like, cool?
Yeah. And like I said, like, again, work harder and not just, like, show up to where he works and be like, why are you just magically here? Like, eventually, sure. But, like, doing little things maybe in front of him that he'll notice, be like, wow.
Show that she's not a total, like, influencer. Influencer, yeah, exactly.
Completely, like, mesmerized by being live and being online and looking a certain way and all these things.
Which was hinted at in the movie, but then, like, they just kind of, like, give up, kind of, mostly. They don't really, like, address those kinds of things very well.
Yeah. But ultimately, make him not look as good from the get-go.
Make him awkward as a person.
Yeah. Make him... I can keep the fact that he's not mesmerized by a popular girl.
Absolutely.
So she has to work harder.
Add more of that, yes.
Right, and it's not just because you're pretty, you get everything that you want. And it's like, no, she has to work a little bit. She actually has to get to know a person and not maybe... Because, like, I feel like a lot of people that are in this influencer life, they know a lot of influencers, and maybe they don't actually know them as people. And they're like, oh, that's my BFF. She's another influencer. But in reality, they're not really BFFs. They just know each other, but they stay together because hashtag more views.
Yeah.
So she's actually trying to get to know someone and not, you know.
And make it so that people don't really get why she's hanging out with this guy. Mm-hmm. Make it so that people are kind of like, why is she hanging out with this guy? This guy's kind of a loser or whatever. And like, oh, whatever. Make it so that she's losing popularity as things go on until... A little later when things kind of pick up, when he's like, oh, he's kind of hot or whatever. Like, you have to get there. And this movie just does not know how to earn its payoffs.
Be more vulnerable, too. I feel like she really wasn't at all.
Yeah, that's...
He was a little bit.
He definitely was because...
He is like, you know, my mom passed and then my dad's in Sweden.
And here's this one room that I don't let anybody into except for me or whatever. And then...
And hers, just like, you know, like you said, her parents are divorced. Her mom's a nurse.
She has a generally okay setup.
I like how in the movie they're like, we know you're poor because your mom's a nurse. And I was like, nurses make good money.
One thing would have been nice is, Look, if I really could just go back in time, if they really want to cast Addison Rae, fair enough. But, like, if I could go back in time and just, like, really tell her, listen, get some acting lessons, get them quick, take them seriously. We're not making the movie unless you can act good. I wish that they would have done some version of that, because she's just not good in this. She acts like herself, but, like, she's not actually interesting while acting as herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, the bare minimum we kind of expect from any actor, and Addison Rae can't even do that. Yeah, sorry. You can be an actress. I believe in you, but, like, you need some serious coaching.
Yeah. So, I guess that's overall.
We'll do that. Something that I think would be helpful is, this is kind of hard because, but then again, like, getting the couple right is kind of like the main idea here.
They have have chemistry, obviously.
And they're okay.
Yeah.
They're not great, but they're all right. I would say, I don't know, make our villainous, or not really villainous, but like our douchey BFF. Her name is Alden, right?
I don't remember.
Whatever. Like, it's the...
Oh, yeah.
The one that makes the bet with...
Yes, yes.
With
Madison Pettis, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, make her a little more, I don't know, kind of douchey. Make her a little more cruel or something. I don't know. That might be more interesting.
I mean, she was kind of... she wasn't cruel in the beginning, but in the end, she was.
She wasn't. But she wasn't, like... I don't know, man. I felt like she wasn't taken that seriously by anybody else, though. And that kind of, like...
Maybe...
That made her less effective.
Maybe it would have also been interesting if the guy's BFF, that girl, used to be BFFs with Addison Rae when they were younger, but then she turned influencer style and whatever, and they basically don't like her. Like, Mean Girls style.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, what's her face? Like, she was used to be best friends with Regina George, and then she got popular, whatever, and all these things, and they're no longer, and she hates her.
Oh, God, Mean Girls is such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is so smart.
You could do that, where, like, he starts to, like, actually like her, and then the friend's just like, no, don't do it. So then he has, like, this friend trying to pull him away, but then he's realizing he has feelings for her eventually.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, everything happens, and the friend's like, I'm right, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think...
And maybe they could have a little rift, like, you know, like, when people... When something bad happens in general in life and people are like, I told you so, and then that doesn't make them feel better.
That's never helpful.
And they get pissed. And, like, she could be like that and be like, I told you so. What did I tell you? And they'd be like, just go away.
That's, I think, the big problem with this movie is, or one of the big problems is that our couple doesn't face a lot of hardship in being a couple. She doesn't really struggle very hard getting him to participate in this activity with her. He doesn't get a lot of pushback from his one friend about hanging out with this influencer girl. There's nothing really internal to either of them that would prevent them from being, like, comfortable with each other or, like, do the things that she's asking him to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no activity that he introduces her to that she might not be comfortable with to actually get on his side. There's riding horses or whatever, but, like, she kind of masters that in the matter of, like, a minute of a scene. And it's like, oh, this is actually kind of lame. And yeah, our couple faces no hardships. And that's kind of one of the big...
I feel like it also doesn't help that we saw how the original one was. Because obviously it doesn't need to be the exact copy.
It absolutely does not. Absolutely.
But it, you know.
But I think it's completely fair to judge it by the original because it's basically a reboot. He's all that. She's all that. Like... Yeah, I think the comparisons are completely fair.
We haven't seen it, or you haven't seen all of it. So we can't fully judge it on that. That's the problem.
We can't judge all of it.
We would have seen it, but I don't think it was, like, on any of our platforms that we're already subscribed to. So we're like, it's not the one we're doing it on, so we're not going to pay money for that.
But either way, though, the comparisons still stand that the couple's, like, does face more hardship in the other one. There's much more of the teen drama going on in that one. And in this, it's... just not really present.
Yeah, it's fine. That's my new thing. Anytime we start talking about, like, it's fine, David. Just let it go.
I would say, yeah, if you want to watch a really crappy Netflix movie.
And you're a fan of TikTok star Addison Rae.
Go ahead, I guess.
And watch He's All That on Netflix.
Yeah, man. Romantic movies can be really good. Like, what was that one you mentioned to me?
Mean Girls.
Like, no, not not romantic movie. Romantic movie. Fault in Our Stars.
Oh. Oh, but that was a sad one.
But
she's don't like, bring it back.
Because like she has cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. They both do.
Really? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Or he apparently used to, I think. And I think he was like in remission or something, but she's currently in like
she's treatment. Terminal.
I don't think she's terminal. She's just in treatment.
Okay. But what works about that is that our couple faces this gigantic obstacle, their illness. And that's kind of like how you're supposed to really treat romantic movies. If it's going to be all about like how they become a couple, then you have to make it clear why they can't be together or why there's this big obstacle in the way. And he's all that. There is no obstacle. There is no barrier to them being together. So why is this even a movie?
Well, I guess if you want to watch a good movie, you could watch The Fault in Our Stars.
I have not watched it.
I'm not a fan of sad movies only because I don't like purposely watching sad movies that I know that are going to make me cry. I know that sounds stupid, but like if I'm watching a film and it makes me cry and I wasn't expecting it, it's like, okay, it's fine. But if I'm going in and I know this film is going to make me cry and like my cousin wanted to see The Fault in Our Stars and I saw the trailer and I was like, it seems good, but I know this thing's going to make me cry. And then in the theater, like I was just bawling. My cousin was bawling. The entire theater was bawling. Like I was just like, I don't like purposely putting myself through this.
It's Shailene Woodley, right?
Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort.
Yeah. My movie suggestion in lieu of this would be, hey, it's one of my favorite romantic movies. He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, 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 so good. It is so smart. It is so honest. I think He's Just Not That Into You should be required viewing for anybody turning 18. Because, like, really dispels a lot of myths people make about, you know, relationships and all this kind of stuff. Like, oh my gosh, is he going to call me? Is he going to call me? And I guess in these days, like, is he going to text me? Is he going to text me? If he's going to text you, he's going to text you.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things.
And yes, ladies, if a man wants to be with you, he will make the effort.
He'll make some kind of effort.
Yeah.
And ladies, if a guy treats you like crap, it's because he's going to treat you like crap. Ladies, if a guy acts like he doesn't care, it's because he doesn't care. And fellas, if a lady is interested, she'll show interest. And yeah, if she's not, move on. It's all good.
Like, sometimes people are shy, sure, whatever. But, like, sure, ultimately, if they want to make that effort, they will.
If you're connecting with somebody, you'll
one
connect.
Way, yeah, one way or another. I know we're in such a weird age. Like,
yeah,
dating apps, texting, nobody wants to call, all these things. You'll find your person, blah, blah, blah.
Good luck out there.
Yeah. This isn't, you know, a relationship podcast, but there you go. Those are 2 cents. Yeah.
A PSA.
If you want to watch Fault in Our Stars, I believe you have to rent that one.
Like, oh, okay.
I don't think there's for free in anywhere.
I have no idea where to watch.
He's Just Not That Into You. I'm not sure. When I watched it, I think it was on HBO, but I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea where to watch it right now.
But just Google it.
Yeah. Oh, it's on Peacock, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there that's you go. Awesome. Yeah.
Peacock. There you go.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you for listening. What are we talking about next week, David?
We're talking about a travesty of a film.
One of the originals we knew we would do.
Yes, it is. Called Green Lantern.
Whoa! With Ryan Reynolds.
Very tragically, yes.
Yes. So, be excited for that one. You already know how that goes.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening.
See you guys.
Bye.